You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuis, and this is Sports Voices. We're here, as always, with Bob Eide from Fox 56.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, sir.
How are you? Survived the Super Bowl?
I was driving at the time because I think there were a lot of folks in southeastern and eastern Pennsylvania who really wanted nothing to do with this.
Absolutely. understandable, yeah. And you didn't miss anything.
Yeah. Really quickly, I was at a diner in Quakertown right before it started, and the waitress was sort of asking, hey, you going to watch the game? And I said, no. And she's like, the Eagles aren't in it, so why would we?
That's right.
Right.
Okay. So, enough said about that.
Enough said about that, sir. So you want to talk about high school hoops a bit.
Yeah, we're at the end of the regular season.
Yeah.
Now we're into league championship play. So this doesn't really count towards your district standings.
Okay.
This is like the Lackawanna League, Wyoming Valley Conference, Pennsylvania Heartland, Schuylkill League.
Right.
Every one of them except the Lackawanna League does a tournament. Their top four teams, doesn't matter what classification you're in.
Okay.
They play for a championship, but those games actually don't count to where you're seated in districts, mm-hmm. which start next week.
Okay.
So district play is you win districts or you're seeded in districts, whatever, you come out of it, mm-hmm. and then you go to states and then you can win state. So the biggest thing is districts.
Okay.
The league tournaments are nice. They've been going on. Some Schuylkill League's been going on for 40-some years, so it's a goal for the teams.
Okay.
But, you know, it's good to go watch.
All right.
The best games I like watching, real quick, Schuylkill League, you go to Martz Hall.
Okay,
The best place to watch a basketball game. Yeah. So if you have time to go down to Martz Hall this weekend, that's where I would go.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
And then wrestling, kind of, we're in a holding pattern. We did the team.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals for most districts are the 20th, 21st, mm-hmm. and then swimming, the same thing. So we're kind of in a limbo right now before the playoffs start for all the high school teams ending their winter seasons.
Okay, good. You'd like to talk about the Wyoming Valley Clutch.
Yeah, the Wyoming Valley Clutch.
So for the listeners and the audience who don't know, tell us about them.
The Wyoming Valley Clutch have been for six seasons. They've been in the American Basketball Association. That's a semi-pro league, mm-hmm. has like 64 teams around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Rickrode, former Wilkes University coach,
yes,
the owner, started the team.
Mm-hmm.
They've been very successful for six seasons. They've been to the Elite Eight, the Final Four. So they get ranked.
Okay.
They're currently 15-0.
Right. They're undefeated now.
Yeah, they're undefeated. Yeah, they're third in the country.
Nice.
Ranked.
Okay.
The power rankings, and then they'll be seeded for playoffs later on. They have four games left. So, yeah, the Clutch have local players, former local high school and college players.
Okay.
George Tinsley, for one, played at Abby Tonight's, played at Binghamton.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to, instead of going overseas and playing, he's getting a little money here, and he wants to go into coaching.
Okay.
And there's other players throughout the area, which you can see on Fox56.com. I did a story on them.
You did,
You can see some and what it actually is.
Okay. And we're going to hear from Jerry Rickrode right now.
Why are you guys having success in this league?
You know what? These guys, it's funny. I always say we're not a major metropolitan area or anything like that, but these guys know each other. They've known each other for 10, 15 years. They play together all summer. They got a good chemistry. So we have a lot of retention in our program. We got some new guys this year, like George and Kevin and Kevin, but we got some of the older guys back. It's a good mix. There's really no egos, and they get along. So,
okay. So, Bob, what's next for the team?
The team will play Philadelphia, then have three more games, and then they'll get seeded for the playoffs, which start, I think, March 7th, I think Jerry said.
Okay.
And then from the seedings, then they go on in a tournament style. And as I said, they've been into the Final Four a couple years ago, Sweet 16, as they call it. As he said, there's great local talent that can never really be seen. There's good basketball in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, some of just out of college, and some are in their 30s, but they're having fun, and they play at the Wilkes-Barre CYC if you ever want to go down.
Bob, so let's move on. Let's talk about the Penguins.
Wow, we're in the All-Star break, and they're in second place in the Atlantic Division behind a very good Providence team.
Okay.
But the top two teams in each division get a bye. So that's what they're doing. So we're just over midway. They have some 30-some games left.
Wow.
And again, they're in second place. They're playing really good.
Right.
The hottest guy in the league is Avery Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
Avery Hayes gets sent up, goes to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
First game ever, scores two goals.
Yeah.
Gets sent back down.
Mm-hmm.
Scores three goals, including the game winner with Wilkes-Barre Scranton the other night. He's one of the hottest players. So we had a chance to talk to Nick Hart.
Right.
He's the voice of the Penguins.
Yes.
And he talked about what we can expect from the team in the second half of the season. So let's hear from him now.
Yeah, let's hear from Nick.
Yeah, the second half of the year, it's just more about can the Penguins maintain this kind of pace? Because one thing that they've been really good at when it comes to tales of their success this season, it's winning both net fronts. Penguins head coach Kirk McDonald says, hey, if we defend our net front well, let our great goalie see the puck, and if we make life really difficult for opponents at their crease, get a couple greasy goals, tip-ins, rebounds, things like that, we're going to win 99 times out of 100. It's happened a lot for the Penguins this year, winning both of those net fronts. Doesn't matter who's in, who's out. If the Penguins can kind of win in those trenches, those areas, those battle areas right there, they're going to be in good shape moving forward. And I don't just mean through March and April. We could be talking about deep, deep into the spring. The Providence Bruins are a team that's going to be standing in the Penguins' way in the Eastern Conference. But once again, throughout all this adversity, through all these obstacles, Penguins still have a top three record in the league. We could be on a magic carpet right here for a while, Bob.
So this weekend, they're home.
Okay.
So they have Syracuse and Cleveland home, and then they're on the road. Their last game's in April, so there's plenty of time to see the Penguins. And you heard Dick.
Yeah.
It could be a magic carpet ride. They've only been to the Calder Cup playoffs as an organization. This is Wilkes-Barre-Scranton now.
Right.
Once in 25 years.
Yeah.
Or 26 years. They started in 2000.
Okay.
So this could be it. Now, there's a lot that has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Players get sent up, down, trade it. You know, there could be some trades.
Yeah.
But they have the two best goalkeepers. Best tandem of goalkeepers in the league, and that can carry you a long way. So it could be a lot of fun. So make sure you get down to the arena and check them out.
Two more things before we wrap up. One of the stories I'd like to point you toward at WVIA.org is by our own Sarah Hofius Hall. She interviewed Tracy McComb. She wrote a profile of Tracy, who is the first woman to coach boys basketball in the Lackawanna League, and she coaches for Montrose. Sarah really looked at what she's been doing up there and her impact on the program. So please check that out. And Bob, I know you have one more special thing to mention.
Yeah, and Sunday we're going to go see Siena. They're playing at Marist, and that's Jerry McNamara's team. He's the coach.
Right.
Justice Schultz from Holy Redeemer plays on that team. So that'll be on Fox56.com next Tuesday and on our news. And then we'll hear from Jerry next week in Sports Voices.
Love it. Folks, thanks for being here. Have a great week.